Hello. I'm going to keep this intro brief because I think the last one, I just hit the stop recording button on my little recorder and it was like 7.5 minutes, which is just ridiculous for an intro to a podcast. But I had a lot to say about Shane and the experience of recording it, and I think there was a load of other stuff I said. There must have been to fill 7.5 minutes. But anyway, this episode my guest is Beth Black. Beth is on the podcast. It flashed up on all the socials that it was like 2 years ago we either recorded it or it got released. And I mean, I never released them that far after they get recorded, really. So yeah, it would have been about 2 years ago. And it seemed like a perfect time to get her back on since we're all in lockdown. She's recently recorded and released a load of solo material. Also been in lockdown. I'm going to play a song from that. Well, I'm not going to play a song. There's going to be a recording of that coming up after this intro. And she's in like numerous bands. So we heard kind of like about her new band, 10 AM, how that came about. And just kind of caught up with some of what's gone on over the last couple of years with Beth. Talked a little bit about lockdown, the office, yoga, just a general chit-chat. And the whole time that she was on Zoom, her dog was jumping over her, which was amusing for me to watch. I hope you enjoy this podcast. I'm not going to say too much. As I say, there's like an extra song and stuff in it, so I'll just leave you with that. But if this is your first time listening, thanks. Go follow me on Instagram, Mood Swings, Abs, ABZ. This is something, actually, I'm going to bring up. This is the last thing I'll say. For about possibly a year, I've been on somewhere between 950 followers and 1,000, and it fluctuates all the time, like kind of like two steps forward, one step back, sometimes two steps back, one step forward. People obviously fucking me off, or maybe it's just like I get followed by a ridiculous amount of bots and then they fuck off themselves. But yeah, it's been fluctuating, and then I got to the 1,000 for the first time. I was very happy just to see that nice round number. And then I thought, don't get too excited because it's going to go back down and you're going to have to, you know, emotionally deal with that. I'm exaggerating for dramatic effect here. But yeah, then I got like 3 or 4 more, you know, a bunch more followers and went up over and above, and I was like, fucking happy days. Even if people fuck me off, then I should stay above the big 1K. Nah. Loads of folk must have fucked me off. Or bots or whatever. And I dropped right back down. I think last night I made it back to the 1K. Didn't feel as good the second time round, not gonna lie. So yeah, if you're listening to this, you don't follow me on Instagram and you fancy seeing a silly boy post things about podcasts and Muay Thai and films and shit, then Mood Swings ABZ. If you're following this, if you're listening to this and thinking, is that who that fucking guy is, and you're waiting to fuck me off and delete me, then I'm sorry. But you're adding to my round number woes. Right, here's a song from Beth, her new solo project, Finch. The links to that and all her other bands will be in the podcast description. And I recommend you check them all out. And here's the song. Right. Bye. Thank you.
So I'm via Zoom, I'm speaking to Beth Flack, who I believe was on the podcast, 2 years ago, was it came up?
Yeah, I think so, 2 years.
Yeah, that's mad. It doesn't seem like 2 years at all.
No, it doesn't at all. Mental.
Yeah, that was possibly one of the weirder places I've recorded a podcast. Not a weird place, but just a weird setting for a podcast recorded in the in Super Barrio there, with all the, the old school video games.
Yeah, it's not a very quiet place.
I know, but I just remember Sean going around shutting off all the loud, like the loudest video games so that no one could play them, so that we at least had like some sense of quiet.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. How are you finding lockdown?
I'm actually really, really enjoying it.
Yeah.
I'm like writing music and exercising and going for walks. It's great. My dog's loving it as well. She can't get enough of me being in all the time.
I've heard a few people say that their pets are absolutely loving it because they're also home all the time. It's like constant attention.
Yeah, totally. I think she's really going to struggle. She's actually climbing all over me right now. I think she's really going to struggle when we go back to work. She'll be lonely.
Yeah. Now you're just making me feel bad for the dog.
Hey, pup.
So, yeah, I know that music's a big part of like your work. So is it like really good for yourself just to have time to focus on doing your own music and it not be what you're doing for a living?
Yeah, totally. It's been really nice, actually. I mean, it's been hard sort of professionally because a lot of my work has disintegrated. Yeah. Because we can't, like, a lot of it is just like group stuff, so that's obviously not happening, but it's been really nice to just make music. I've been saying for years and years and years that I was going to write a solo EP. Like, I made it my New Year's resolution probably like 4 years ago, and I've finally just done it. I've got 6 tracks. I'm probably going to have an album by the end of this.
Under the name Flinch? Is that?
Yeah.
How long have you been working on that stuff?
I've only been working on it for about whatever we went into lockdown, like 3 weeks.
Oh, really?
Or something, 4 weeks. Yeah, but it's been like in the back of my head to do it for ages.
Yeah. How's it feel to finally get the time to sit down and record it?
Good. It's nice. I spent a lot of time like in my late teens just making music on my own. So it feels like quite nostalgic just doing that process again on my own.
Yeah. You've started a new band as well recently, have you?
Yeah. I started a pop punk band called 10 AM, which is a total laugh. It's really good fun. We play in our underwear. it's ridiculous.
How did that come about?
The three of us, me and Jamie and Hugh, worked on a summer project together last summer, where we spent 4 weeks out in Paisley doing like music with kids out there, and all the kids wanted to do was just Blink covers all summer. And by the end of summer I was like, oh man, I pure forgot how much I love pop punk. And then it's always sort of been in the back of my head that there's not that many girls in pop punk, or like, and they're all just the sort of like front people, they're not the actual musicians. I said, like, I want to start a band where I play an instrument in a pop punk band. And then 10 AM was born, and it's kind of just been like one big long like, they used to do that, wouldn't it be funny if we do this? Like, that's how we ended up in our underwear, just kind of like a shite bag if you don't kind of band. But it's good fun.
Do you play in your underwear? Missing.
Do I play in my underwear?
Do you all play in your underwear like every show?
Yeah.
Fuck's sake. Well, it's really cold. Like, I've played in some pretty cold like cellars and basements and stuff. I mean, that's gonna be shite.
Yeah, totally. You just have to jump around. We jump around a lot as well.
Well, fair.
So partly out of necessity for like staying warm. But the first show we ever played, somebody had tweeted saying something like, "The support band's just gone on in their underwear. It's not warm enough for this," or something.
Right.
Yeah, it's pure not. But the adrenaline of it all just heats up. But yeah. Also, I play with a wireless pack on, so I pure just run around, like jump out into the crowd and stuff, get a bit ridiculous.
Yeah. Good. How reliable is that wireless pack? Because I remember when I was young, I was in a band and the guitar player had one and he did the same. He ran around and it was always like slipping out or losing the connection.
I've had no problems so far. Apart from the first show, I was like pure loving running around and I jumped back on stage and jumped on my pedal board and knocked my lead out. But that was like totally human error of me just jumping about. I haven't had, like, it hasn't cut out yet, but it's a pretty expensive one. It doesn't belong to me. It belongs to our drummer.
Okay.
It's like quite pretty high quality.
Yeah.
It's good. Yes. It does feel a bit scary though, going on stage, just being like, because I don't really understand how it works. It's like connected to Wi-Fi or something. Just feels a bit like weird magic that might disintegrate at any moment.
But just having that equipment that you're not quite, like, it's not your own, so you're not 100% familiar with it.
Yeah, totally. But also just the like actual science of it. I kind of don't understand how it works. So I'm like, is this just going to, if this stops, I won't know what to do about it.
Yeah.
I feel like if something comes unplugged, then you can just plug it back in. But if that stops working, then it's like, this is game over.
Yeah, 100%.
Sorry, my dog's climbing on me again. Go away.
What's your dog called?
She's called Mozart.
Mozart, that's a nice fitting name for a musician with a, well, for a dog, musician's feel like dog.
I feel like a bit of a dick going around the park being like, Mozart, come back.
How many times a day are you walking Mozart? Just a recommended one?
No, I'm being a bit cheeky. We don't have a garden. So
okay.
We have to leave our front door to take her for a pee. So I've been going up the lane like 3 or 4 times a day. She's such a small dog though, and she's totally lazy. So she doesn't really need a big long walk. She hasn't been on a proper walk today. She's just been out for pees. So.
Fair enough.
It's quite good though. It's quite nice to go outside.
Yeah. That's it. I suppose if you've got like a dog and he's walked, it means you can get out a little bit more.
Yeah,
if you're sticking to the rules. I'm only allowed out once a day to exercise myself. I haven't not got any pets, unfortunately.
Oh, what's your exercise of choice?
I've been running a lot.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. But my legs are starting to absolutely hate me for it, so I don't know how much longer I can keep it up. Did you lose much kind of gigs? Did you have any gigs of that plan for this time that got?
Yeah, we had quite a few. Because I'm in a few bands, we had a few lined up. 10 AM had one. We were booked to play Dundee just before, I think it was like the Saturday before we all went into lockdown. And we kind of made the call. Maybe actually it was longer than that. Maybe it was a week before. But we kind of made the decision not to go. And I was really gutted about it. And at that point, I was like, this is fucking stupid. Why are we not going? And then like less than a week later, we all went into lockdown. I was like, oh, shit. Okay. That was the right idea. That's what we should have done. Then we had 2 gigs later in the month. What month was that? I've totally lost track. What are we? April. Yeah, end of March, we were supposed to play with a band called Toodles and the Hectic Party on their Glasgow date and their Edinburgh date, but those both got cancelled. Like, they cancelled their whole tour, which is such a shame. And then my other band, Slow Light, were supposed to be playing in Edinburgh just Saturday there, actually, as part of a all-dayer, and that was cancelled. So.
Yeah.
So,
were you surprised when, like, all this stuff started getting cancelled and, like, how quickly it all sort of came about?
Yeah, totally. It was crazy because like when at first the weekend we were supposed to play in Dundee, the other two boys in 10 AM were like, oh, maybe we shouldn't go, and I was like, you guys are fucking wimps, come on, let's just do this. So I was totally not in the zone, but it was the right thing to do. So yeah, but we've not had too many gigs. I'm really glad we didn't have a tour or anything lined up,
because
I would have been so gutted. I don't know if I would have got over the sadness of cancelling a tour.
Yeah.
But one of our other bands, Grave Matthews, our drummer, broke his neck earlier this year. So we had no gigs lined up anyway for that band. But now we just feel like maybe we won't play any gigs for like, maybe we're just destined to never play gigs again.
How did he break his neck?
He was doing jiu-jitsu.
Okay.
And he was it jiu-jitsu? I think it was jiu-jitsu. Mm-hmm. And he did a thing where somebody was like throwing him over his shoulder or something,
okay.
And he'd done it 3 times and landed on his feet, and then he did it once more and landed on his head. He broke his neck.
Brutal.
Yeah, it was mental. He's all right now though, he's walking and stuff again.
That's good. Thank fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird. It's a weird feeling to think, like you're saying there, that you guys haven't played any shows lined up because of that, and then you're like the whole rest of the year's written off. It's like the same for everything. Like, you're hearing that like gigs and that might not be back on till next year, and it's weird to be sitting here in April and thinking that the whole, like, pretty much the whole year will be written off for most like live entertainment.
Yeah, I can't even think about it. It just, oh god, I need gigs, I need them to come back.
Yeah,
I saw the other day that Slam Dunk's rescheduled for the 5th of September or something. That feels a little bit like that's probably not going to happen.
Well, there's a few, like Primavera in Barcelona and Porto, they've rescheduled for just like, I think, the end of August or mid-August, which I think's,
oh wow,
in fact it's the end of August because it's the same weekend as Leeds Festival, and I've got I got day tickets for Leeds to see Rage Against the Machine, but I'm not confident it'll go ahead.
Yeah, I wonder if it'll be different in Barcelona, because obviously they're experiencing the virus at a different rate from us.
Yeah, so potentially
maybe they've cleared it earlier or something.
But then it's getting like musicians in and out as well and all that side of things.
Yeah, totally. If international musicians are flying, then they might not be allowed to fly from wherever they're coming from.
Yeah. I also had tickets for Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys. And that was meant to be June, as they've said they're going to reschedule it. They don't obviously haven't announced a date for it yet. But I mean, Brian Wilson's very much in the high risk category. Like, he's like an old man who's had a lot of health problems. So I'm worried that I'll never get rescheduled.
Oh, man. That's a nightmare.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure my dad had tickets to see, who was it, years ago? I think it was Frank Zappa. My dad had tickets to see Frank Zappa, and they rescheduled it. And then in between the rescheduled date happening, Frank Zappa died. My dad was like, oh, well, that's not happening. And I can't see that.
Yeah, you hear all those crazy stories about, like, same with, like, Nirvana and stuff as well. They had a tour booked, and then you hear about all these people saying that they had tickets and it got cancelled, and people sell the stubs or the ticket stubs for the shows never went ahead on eBay and stuff for like ridiculous amounts of money. But I never thought it would happen. Like, it just seemed quite far-fetched. The only gig I think I've ever had postponed was Arctic Monkeys because Alex Turner had laryngitis or something.
Oh man, I don't think I've ever had a gig postponed. Part of the reason why I was so gutted about the Dundee show getting cancelled just before all the lockdown and stuff kicked in was because I've never ever cancelled a show before. Always just like, there's been a couple of close calls. I had a really bad throat infection just before the gig once, but it like cleared up the night before. I was like, fuck it, let's do this. I've never ever pulled out last minute, so it felt really, really bad to on the day be like, hey, we're not coming to this. But actually I think other people pulled out of the same show, or people pulled out the night after and things. So
what show was it?
It was Make That a Take through in Dundee.
They were doing the
Women's Festival. It was like the final night of the Women's Festival. It was with C. Starry from Aberdeen.
Ah, okay, cool.
I was so glad that would have been such a fun show.
Yeah.
I'm sure there'll be others, maybe in 2021.
Hopefully.
Oh God, hopefully before that. I can't cope with the thought of no gigs for that long.
Well, it's just weird. It's obviously going to have a huge effect on venues and the whole industry, etc., if they can get shows up, back up and running as soon as.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, I really hope we don't lose any venues.
Mm-hmm. You think that maybe like sort of smaller shows and DIY shows will be the kind of first thing to come back because it's not such massive gatherings of people.
Yeah, totally. I think even once places open, it'll affect people won't want to go. People will be scared to go to shows because you can't not stand close to people when you're in a tiny basement.
Yeah. But then
it'll be hard to pull a crowd.
It'll be weird to see how it works for people, because there'll be, like you say, people might be worried about that side of things, but then also people have been locked up without any sort of live entertainment for so long. Surely there'll be a certain
amount
of people that would be reinvigorated to go to gigs and stuff. I don't go to as many gigs as I used to, but it's one of the things I'm missing the most is gigs and the thought of being no festivals this summer. I normally go to one or two all-dayers or one or two festivals each summer, and the thought of not doing that, it's kind of one of the first things that was kind of oh shit, I'm going to miss that if it doesn't go ahead.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, actually, I think you're right. Probably people who would just not bother going to shows might go to a few more than they would have just because they've missed it. Yeah. Although I'm quite looking forward to playing shows to no audiences and then being like, it's not our fault. There was a global pandemic and people are scared. It's not because people don't like our band.
see, like the DIY, the kind of punk scene and the DIY scene can just be like, yeah, this is, it's, it wasn't like this beforehand. We used to have massive audiences. It's just, it's
pandemic. Used to put crowds of hundreds easily, and now it's not happening because everyone's scared, not because nobody likes our shite pop punk music.
Yeah, it's so strange. I'm not sure quite what everything's going to look like on the other side of it.
Live in the moment.
Yeah, true. I saw that you you recorded a cover of The Office, The Office theme song.
Yeah,
I saw that. I think just literally before we started recording this. How long did that take you?
Just a few hours. It's like a
That would be like a 2-week project for me. I was listening to all the instrumentation. I was like, fuck, that would take me days.
I've watched so much Office that the theme tune was just, it's part of me now. And I was like, I'm pretty sure I could play that. And then I just did. It was good fun.
Did you just transcribe it all yourself?
Yeah, I just listened. I looked online to see what the chords were. It's just 4 chords. So it just worked it out. And then played it as best as I could. Although I played it slightly slower because I couldn't really play it that well. And now every time I hear the actual recording when we watch The Office, I'm like, oh, fuck, that's too slow.
How much Office have you got through since lockdown?
I think I'm on season 5. And I'd watched no Office before then. So that's quite a lot.
You've never seen it before?
No, never.
Okay, so this is your first viewing the whole way through?
Yeah.
How are you finding it? How are you finding the Jim and Pam roller coaster?
Oh, God. Oh, it's a roller coaster. I've definitely cried, and I've definitely got a crush on Jim.
Really?
But also, I just cannot cope with the cringiness of some of it. You know, the dinner party episode where they do Michael and Pam. Oh my God. I can't cope.
Did you watch the original one, the UK one?
No, I didn't. I've got vague memories of it being on the telly when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I never watched it.
I would say it's even more sort of cringe comedy, the UK one.
Oh, I can't cope with cringe.
No.
It's too embarrassing. I think I'm quite empathic. I think I've really feel other people's emotions and other people's cringiness.
Yeah, there is moments, both the UK and the US one. I think the UK one is even worse, but how do you find Dwight? I mean,
he's hilarious.
He's the man in the US.
Dwight and Angela, the situation, I've just watched, I don't want, in case anyone's listening to this with spoilers, but just watched the one where he, tricks Angela into marrying him. Totally stupid.
Yeah. See, I don't want to say too much because I've seen it all, so I'm worried that come back with something and spoil it for you. I can't believe
let's not talk about it. It's not worth the risk.
Have you been up to anything else kind of more relaxing than writing and recording music in lockdown?
I've been doing lots of yoga.
Oh yeah, we were going to talk about that. Fuck.
Yeah, you've been doing yoga too.
I've done 4 yoga sessions, I think, in my life. But what happened was, I've been doing YouTube yoga, and then a friend of mine, his sister is a dance instructor, and I think he'd seen on Instagram or something that I was doing YouTube yoga, and he was like, it's my sister's doing a yoga thing this Sunday on Zoom. He just said she was doing a Zoom a yoga live stream, so I assumed it would just be Instagram live or something. And he's like, oh no, it's on Zoom, so you have to have your webcam on. And I had all sorts of distress at the thought of anyone seeing me do yoga. But I did it in the end and I got through it. I just had to turn off my icon completely and just pretend that I was just watching YouTube. But I don't know, you've been doing yoga a bit longer.
Yeah, I've done yoga on and off for years, but just since lockdown started, my mum's been doing yoga with Francis McKee from the Vaselines. My yoga teacher, and my mum and dad actually have both been doing it in person, and then when lockdown happened all their yoga classes went on Zoom. And I was talking to my mum about it, and I was like, that sounds quite good. So I just, they were doing a free taster session. So I did it, and I really, really enjoyed it. Because I did YouTube yoga for a bit, but I find it really hard to commit to doing it or to motivate myself to do it, especially in lockdown mode where time has no meaning.
Yeah.
It's quite good, if you've paid for something and it happens at a certain time, you're like, well, I may as well go, I've paid for this. So yeah, I really like it. I've been doing it 3 times a week since lockdown started and I'm enjoying it. It's good fun.
Are you doing the same one as your parents with Francis McKee, the Vaseline's?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's that added element to you as like a punk fan.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, that is like pretty cool.
But actually now I'm pretty sold on the yoga as well. It's good. It's good though because they give you the option to either keep your camera on or turn it off. And I usually keep mine on because I quite like being able to see myself and like compare myself to what she's doing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I feel like I'm getting things right, especially because I'm always the person in a yoga class where the teacher's like, Beth, your back's not straight. Beth, your legs are squint. Beth, you've not done that right. So it's quite good if I can at least see myself and be like, oh, my back's not straight.
Yeah, I suppose, yeah, that's one aspect of it. I suppose when I do like Thai boxing, there's mirrors everywhere, so you can like check your technique.
Yeah.
That's the idea. So I suppose it'd be the same as that. Like, I don't think I could handle it yet with yoga. Like, I had to turn it off. But then the instructor sent me like a nice message after saying that she thought I'd done well. So,
nice.
That was good. I actually got up this morning to do another Zoom class, but it was like a Thai boxing one. And the guy running it like started off with like yoga as like the warm up.
Oh, nice.
And I was like, fucking hell, it's like my two new favorite things combined in one. Couldn't quite believe my luck.
That's great. Do you think you'll keep yoga going once we're not in lockdown anymore?
Yeah, I hope so. There's talk of a hot yoga studio opening in Aberdeen where like, it's a heated room. So I don't know, I'd be quite tempted by that just because I'm not a huge Joe Rogan fan, but I always like, he always tells funny stories about getting really high and going to hot yoga. There's no way I could get high and do it. I would be absolutely fucking freaking out. But
oh, no way.
But hot yoga does sound appealing.
Yeah, was it Bikram yoga? Is that what that's called?
I don't know. Maybe that's the correct name for it.
That's the name for it. There's been a couple in Glasgow for a while, but I've never gone to them. You feel quite claustrophobic, the thought of that. Of just being sweaty and moving slowly. Don't know if I'm into it.
Don't know. I think it's maybe just because I'm so stiff. The idea of like being warmer makes it feel like the movements might be slightly easier.
Yeah, it might loosen you up a bit.
Yeah, because I'm fucking like, my hips are so tight. They're like concrete hips is what I call them. Like they just don't want to move at all.
Oh man. Oh, yoga will sort you out.
It's kind of why people have told me I should do it before and I've been like, yeah, I will, and then never actually done it. And now I started doing it and quite enjoying it. And I suppose there's a factor where I feel like it's something I should be doing, so it kind of makes me feel bad about doing it anyway. But yeah, I am genuinely kind of enjoying it as well.
That's good. I just quite like that it's not, because people often talk about doing exercise to get some time to yourself and like process your thoughts. And whenever I do real exercise, like go for a run or go for a cycle, I just spend the whole time going, oh my God, I'm tired. Oh my God, I'm tired. Oh my God, I'm tired. Whereas yoga's quite nice because you're like moving your body, but you also can switch off a little bit.
Yeah. Well, do you do meditation?
I don't. And lots of people have said that I should. And I'm quite resistant to it. I just feel a bit like I get 3 minutes into it and I'm like, this is fucking stupid. I hate this.
Yeah.
But my yoga teacher always does like 5 minutes at the end of lying on the floor and concentrating on your breathing. And I quite like it. I'm kind of getting into it.
Yeah, that's kind of that's probably the thing I like about yoga the most, is that it reminds me of doing like meditations, but in a way it's sort of easier to stay zoned in because you're doing like movement as well.
Yeah,
I just kind of all walk in. But I did like a bit of meditation first and then I started doing like a little bit of yoga, and I did find it all kind of felt from a sort of similar sort of place.
Yeah, I think that's right. I'll maybe try and get back into, I downloaded Headspace again. I've got a pure crush on that boy's voice.
I actually have it, but I've never used it. I get it like free with my Spotify, but I don't think I ever put it on.
It's
like the voice involved.
Yeah, it's just really calming. It's really like, I do like it.
Yeah.
There's a sleep one. I sometimes put the sleep one on if I can't get to sleep. And honestly, within about 3 minutes, I'm out cold.
At least remember that.
I can't describe his voice. It's just nice. You should go and listen to it.
Well, that's one thing since lockdown. Sometimes I find it hard, like much harder to sleep. I feel like it gets to like usual bedtime and I'm still full of energy because I've done pretty much fuck all the whole day.
Yeah, totally. I'm the same. I used to be a pure morning person. Whereas now it's like 4 o'clock in the afternoon is just like when I get going. It takes me all this time to like adjust my head around to not going to work. It's really weird.
Yeah. Do you know when you'll get, like, if you've got any kind of time scale for as to when things might start back up for you? Because obviously you work in music with like groups, different people and things like that.
Yeah. So we've been doing a little bit online, but not very much because a lot of it doesn't really work online. But we've been told, so one of the charities I work for, Musical, has said that we'll be working online till June, and then we were planning to stop for the summer holidays anyway. So,
okay.
And then in September I'm going to go back to uni, so I'm not quite sure how much work I'll be doing because I might just be at uni. So I don't really know. I feel like my life might have changed completely forever now.
What are you going to uni to do?
I'm going back to Aberdeen actually to do a master's
oh, really?
In music. Yeah. It's the music course that was really cool, the community music course, because it just allows you to sort of do whatever you want. You have to complete a project, but there's not really any set parameters on what the project has to be. So I'm going to do, I really want to do a project in colleges because there's no further education for people leaving additional support in schools to go on to study music. So I'm going to try and set that up. That's my grand plan.
Yeah, sounds good. But
yeah, I've been back in touch with it because I just before lockdown, I'd been meeting with a couple of unis to sort of a couple of colleges to sort of see if they would want to pilot the project. And a few of them were quite interested, but now everything's gone into lockdown and I can't get a hold of anyone.
Yeah.
Through email, like, hi, remember me.
Are you moving back to Aberdeen or are you just going to commute?
I'm going to commute, I think, just because I've never really loved Aberdeen all that much.
Fair play.
And I think the course is going to be designed so that you can just go up. I think it's going to be just a day a week or a couple of days a week. So I'll probably just get the train up and back down. It's quite far, but it's not too far. I used to come up to Aberdeen for 3-hour band practices and then go back home. So
yeah, well, that's a fair commitment. I used to do that. I didn't do Aberdeen in Glasgow, but I used to do Aberdeen to Dundee for band practices when I first moved to Aberdeen. Even that was far enough. So about going like double the journey to go all the way.
Totally. Yeah, it's like a 6-hour round trip for a 3-hour band practice. In hindsight, it's total madness. But at the time, it was just like, cool, this is what has to happen. So,
well, you sort of tell yourself that it's like the punk thing to do, don't you? Like,
yeah, totally. Like,
right, Beth.
I love driving.
You love driving?
Oh, yeah.
Are you missing driving since you're in lockdown? Nowhere to go.
Sort of, but I put petrol in my car yesterday for the first time in a month. I cannot believe the amount of money I'm saving. It's like unbelievable.
I'm saving money just from not being able to do anything. So I suppose like the cost of running a car and stuff as well, you've got that usually to factor in. It must be like a huge saving.
It's mental. It's quite good though, because I'm hardly working. So
yeah, I suppose probably balance the stuff out.
Yeah, totally.
Right, Beth, I'll let you get on. Thank you for speaking to me, and I will put all the links to like your multiple bands and musical projects in the podcast description so everyone can have a listen.
Nice one. Cheers. Nice to see you.
You too.
See
you
soon.
Yeah, bye.
Okay, that is the end of the episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Well, it's kind of the end of the episode. Yeah, I hope you enjoyed it. Yeah, the schedule this week's been a bit weird. Like Wednesday, obviously earlier on, the podcast out there Friday afternoon. So a little bit strange, but as I said in last week, no, the episode earlier in the week, just kind of trying to stick to a rough schedule and fire these out. As and when I can, and not be too precious about the scheduling, because there's not really that much point in our current situation. That's all I've got really to say. There's a little treat coming up for you at the end of the podcast. You might be able to guess what it is from having listened. It's another little musical piece from Beth. But yeah, I'll leave you with that. If you can go and subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts, follow me on all the socials, follow Beth and all her different musical outfits. You obviously heard the Flinchy song. Flinchy, I just said. The Flinch song at the start of the podcast. That's off the second EP that Beth released under that name. That EP in particular, I really, really enjoyed. But there's two there. I think they're both three tracks each. Did the first one have a fourth track? I can't quite remember. But yeah, the second one in particular is really ace. And I had a really tough time picking what song we were going to play at the start of the podcast. So, it's very good. Go have a listen. Right, thank you, and I'll be back with the podcast on Monday, most likely. Cheers. Bye.